This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, that's where I cross the throne of grace. We come to you, humbling ourselves. I need thy mighty hand. Excuse me. I need thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus as we get out of the way that you may have your way. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, have it behind Calvary's cross. Anointed Sister Clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, and requests. But most of all, that salvation will go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, amen, I want you to open up this book. In the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, the B clause of the verse says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Also in the book of James chapter 1, verse 2, 3, and 4, the word of God says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her good works. Let patience have her good works, perfect work, that ye may be perfected and complete, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to talk about true faith is always tested and proven. True faith is always tested and proven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. So, believer, God will test our faith. He will test our faith to see what we really are made of. Our character will be tested, will show. A lot of times we say we love the Lord. We say that we won't back up, that we will take a firm stand on what we believe in. But you never know how you will react when you're under pressure. So we need a faith that will endure, a faith that will a faith that will stand and persevere in times when things are hard and a decision must be made on your behalf. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, there had no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Also, we are reminded in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, be on guard Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong when facing trials. Face your trials with enduring faith, not wavering, but going forward of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Beloved, we must endure trials by going through them without compromising or wavering, knowing that God is with us. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, in the B clause of the verse, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Endure spiritually means to remain firm in a commitment to be true to the commandments of God, despite of the temptation and adversity. Yes, believe in Christ. Always remember this in 2024, that the trials always are given to test your faith. Yes, true faith cannot be destroyed by a trial because it endures, it perseveres, it continues, it carries on right through the trial. Yes, true faith is tested and proven in the lives of believers of Christ. As a child of God, every day you have faith building opportunities all around you. Yes, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that sits high and looks low, the God of the universe, he tests our faith through difficulties that he allows to come our way. When we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the word says, wherefore ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried, tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, the trials and the problems that comes into our lives come to test our faith and to prove our faith. Nothing else happens by accident. Nothing ever happened by accident in the life of a follower of Jesus Christ. Everything is Father filtered by God. Yes, child of God, nothing comes into your life without God's permission. Sometimes God has to custom make a problem to teach you to try and test your faith, to test to see where you are in your walk with him, to see if you will trust him fully. Yes, believer in Christ, every time that God gives you a command in the word of God, it is a demand that is placed on your life, and it is also a test. Yes, beloved, the problem that comes into your life are there to test your character, to grow your character, to grow your faith, to help you become all that God wants you to be. Remember this always in 2024, that every problem has a purpose And it is designed to help you grow in all areas of your life. Again, we're reminded in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith produces patience. True faith is always tested and proven. I'm talking about genuine faith. I'm talking about a faith that will endure, a faith that will endure and persevere through the test of time. Yes, beloved, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when it is fully developed, you will be strong in character, and you'll be ready to face anything in life. Yes, beloved, God is a jealous God, and he demands our absolute affection and loyalty to him. God will not tolerate idols in our lives, even things that are good. He wants to be first. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. When God tests our faith, he will repeatedly reveal our heart. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening, those of you listening at a later time. When God tests our faith, he will repeatedly reveal what is in our heart. Yes, beloved, God tests. He demands unwavering faith in God's word and in our stand for him. If we react in true obedience, you will take God at his word. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, beloved, faith should be developed according to the word of God. Before the trial or testing comes, we must develop our faith. Faith is like a muscle. It must be stretched, hallelujah, in order to grow. Yes, faith and patience are the power twins. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a child of God, when faith has a tendency to waver, it is patience that comes to faith's aid to make it stand. I'm going to say that again. Child of God, when your faith has a tendency to waver, it is patience that comes to faith's aid to make it stand. See, the power of patience is very necessary, needed to undergird faith, because true faith is always tested and proven. Yes, James 1, verse 2 reminds us, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy. Beloved, we are to make a mental judgment about what we are facing. We are going to look at our faith and see that God is doing something in our lives through this difficult times that we are living in. Yes, in 2024, our faith will be tested. Our faith will be proven like never before. We are living in a timeless season, hallelujah, where the closer that the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for a prepared people to take us to a prepared place. But we must endure all the way to the end. Believer in Christ, what are you expecting God to do in your life? We must come forth each and every day that the Lord allow us to have a spirit of expectation, to expect God to do something daily in our lives. We are reminded in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, when we're talking about faith, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As we go down a little bit further, in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So people of God, the God of the universe is pleased when we trust him. Where it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So child of God, in 2024, you must learn how to live expectantly as you learn to live by faith. Bible let us know, according to Romans 14, verse 23, the B clause of the verse says, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So we daily, as born-again believers, desire to please God in everything we say and do. We desire to do his will, his perfect will in our lives. So believer in Christ, God builds your faith by testing it. Yes, God will build your faith by trying it. So beloved, remember, faith is like a muscle, and when it is stretched and it is pulled, then it will develop. So child of God, you do not develop your faith by just sitting on your most holier than thou, or blessed assurance in a church building. No, we have to exercise it, because faith without works is dead. James 1, verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith, worketh, produces patience. And we need our faith to grow in everything that we'll face in these times of difficulties that we are living in. When we look all around us in 2024, there's things that is falling up by the wayside. People that once was on fire for the Lord, some you don't even see no more. They done threw in the towel, gave up on the faith, went back to their things that God had delivered them from. But if we in 2024, like never before, as God's people, our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So face your trial with enduring faith. Face your trials with confidence of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Remember again, what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13. There had no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, also makes a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, what a merciful God that we serve. He is so he is so merciful, even in our shortcomings, even when we fall short of what is required on our part. God loves us so much that he loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. He promised, again in the word, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, that because of the verse, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, what a verse of comfort that we have of knowing that whatever we go through, God allows it. And whenever we get a little bit weak, we can turn to him and do like the word of God says in Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Oh, what a pleasure. What hallelujah. We should be, as born-again believers, grateful and thankful that the God that we serve, he's believing the best for us. He's believing that we will make it. Sometimes we get a little bit weak, a little bit weary in this walk of ours on this Christian journey. But God is right there with us, whatever we go through. He will help us to make a way where it seems to be no way. He will help us to overcome as we walk in obedience to what he asks us to do. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, that because of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, put your hand in the master's hand. Look onto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Remember, true faith is always tested and proven. When your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. And when it is fully developed, you will be strong in your character and ready for anything that comes your way. Yes, the God of the universe, the God, hallelujah, that sits high and looks low, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, he is on our side. Whatever he allows, he has a purpose in it. God wants us to grow spiritually, wholeheartedly, and fully. Yes, beloved, faith should be developed on the word of God before the trial or the testing comes. Yes, faith and patience are the power twins. Patience is needed when we're going through a trial, tribulation in our lives. There's times that we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. There's times when, hallelujah, when we need reinforcement. And that is, you have to know to study the word of God for ourselves to search the scriptures and find an answer for whatever situation and circumstance that we are going through. We have to ask the Lord, ask God to give us wisdom if we lack it, and he will give it to us liberally. Because with the mind of Christ working in our lives, there's a solution to every problem that we face. That's why your faith has to be stretched. Your faith has to be on trial, tested, to make sure that what is in our heart will be revealed inside of us, and then it will manifest itself outside. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, true faith, genuine faith, faith that will last and endure and persevere in 2024, must be tried and proven each and every day of our lives. Yes, we must put on the whole armor of God that will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. We must put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod for the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. And lift up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, each and every day of our lives, binding up all principalities and powers of darkness, binding up all spiritual wickedness in high places, binding up all confusion, division and separation influence from our lives, binding up everything and anything that is not of God away from our lives, walking in our authority of knowing who we are and whose we are, binding up the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, binding up every evil report that has been spoken against us and against the ministries that you have entrusted us with. Thank you in advance for everything, hallelujah, whether good or bad, that is working in our favor. We stand on your word, it says in Romans 8:28. But we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, remember, according to Romans 10:17, so then, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need a word from God for the spiritual season that we're in. A word from God that will activate our faith, take us up higher, Lord, from faith to faith, from glory to glory in these times that we are living in. Remember, true faith, genuine faith, is always tested and proven in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he is a good God. Beloved, the goal of life, as we know it, is not a pain-free life. No, because the earth is full of sin. Wickedness is running rapid throughout the land. The world, as we know it, is nearly decaying. But we serve a good God, a God that never changes. We serve a never-changing God in an ever-changing world in 2024. So let your faith, your true faith, be tried, and proven from this day forth. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord.
Lift your voice, sing a new
our faith through difficult trials and pain. As a believer in Christ, in your trials, you are asking God to show you your flaws and to expose your weaknesses and to reveal your character and to display the true nature of your faith so that you can let endurance have its full effect in your life. Yes, beloved, James 1, verse 12, it says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. You see, God wants you to become mature and complete as you hold on to him more and more each and every day. Remember this in 2024, that the path of life is not an easy path to walk because life is filled with all kinds of trials and temptation. Beloved, God allows temptation and trial in our lives for a purpose, in order to make you stronger, in order for you to have to get and develop and be more pure and righteous. Yes, beloved, our value determines our evaluations. If we value comfort more than character, then trial will upset us. If we live only for the present and forget about the future, then trials will make you bitter and not better. Yes, faith is always tested each and every day of our lives. The testing of your faith produces or develops patience. The word patient means to be steadfast, more enduring. Yes, beloved, remember this, no pain, no gain. The trials of life are designed to prove us, and they are permitted by God for a purpose. So in order to make us stronger and more pure and righteous each and every day of our lives, we have to become more like Christ, and we have to make Christ much more fully known to others in the world. Always beware of this in 2024, that the testing of your faith produces patience. Trials and temptation are not to defeat us and to discourage us as followers of Christ, but they are there to prove us and to make us strong and more pure and righteous in the Lord. We must look at trials and temptation as opportunities to grow more like Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, God is more concerned about your character than your comfort. Well, we just hope and pray, amen, by the teaching here today, that it has brought forth an encouragement, an exhortation in your life to go on further in the things of God. Remember, true, genuine faith is always tried and proven in 2024. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank him for everything he has done, is doing, and will do in 2024. We just thank God for each and every one that have listened in, and those that will be listening at a later time, at a later date. Keep on praying for us as we pray for you. You can reach us at 9544 West Belfort Avenue, Houston, Texas, 77071. Again, you can write us at P.O. Box Amen. P.O. Box number 715, 8544 West Belford Avenue, Houston, Texas, 77071. God bless you. God keep you. Have a good weekend. Amen. Put God first in everything you do. And God will meet you where you are in 2024. God bless tonight.